Track 10, 6 Norfolk Reeds. Our latest local literary selection ranges from playing sax with celebs to sacred spaces.
Magnificent medlars. A wedding present of a medlar tree inspired the start of a Norfolk medlar orchard, which became the official national collection of medlar trees, and a small business making and selling medlar jelly, fruit cheese and chutney. Now, Jane Stewart of Eastgate near Cawston, who planted that wedding present medlar trees and runs Eastgate Larder, has written what is believed to be the first ever book completely devoted to medlars. The fruit is related to apples and quinces and is believed to have been brought to Britain in Roman times. The hard, acidic fruits are softened or bletted by frost and were widely used for cooking until the beginning of the 20th century. Their popularity waned after the First World War, but trees still survive across the country. Jane now has around 100 of them in her medlar orchard. Her book includes the history of the medlar, lots of information about the fruit and some recipes too. A royalty from each book will go to the gastroenterology department of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in gratitude for treatment Jane received there. Medlars, Growing and Cooking by Jane Stewart is published by Prospect Books.
Historic Holt. Take a stroll back in time to Holt at the turn of the 19th century. Historian Margaret Bird has put together a walking tour of Holt based on the diaries of Mary Hardy, who lived in nearby Leatheringset. She led the tour as part of last year's Holt Festival, and now the Holt Society is publishing it as an illustrated booklet. Margaret tours the town, revealing what life was like in Holt between 1780 and 1810. She introduces Holt's handsome buildings and delves into the town's trades and industry, its schools, the impact of foreign wars on the economy, and what people did for fun in Georgian times. Margaret spent an impressive 32 years editing the vast diaries of Mary Hardy, who helped run a farm, maltings and brewery, as well as bring up a family. She gleans rich and fascinating details from Mary's tales of courtrooms and markets, pubs and places of worship. The booklet is published by the Holt Society, founded in 1965 to help preserve Holt's architectural heritage and Georgian centre. Georgian Holt at Work and Play in the Time of the Diarist Mary Hardy, 1780 to 1810, by Margaret Bird, is published by the Holt Society on April the 3rd.
Starstruck. Great Yarmouth musician and tour manager Stevie Farr has a remarkable story to tell of life on the road with some of the greatest pop and rock acts of the 20th century. After a tough childhood, including the death of his dad when he was just 4, he went to a naval school and then discovered music and bought a saxophone. Stevie toured the world as a saxophonist. He made a film with Paul McCartney, met Ringo Starr and George Martin, and became tour manager for acts including Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Rod Stewart, the Everly Brothers and B.B. King. He also took entertainment out to troops in war zones, including the Falklands, Bosnia and Croatia. My inspiration for the book was the endless potential for pranks, accidents and disasters faced by touring musicians, from a power cut 5 minutes before showtime to the tantrums of some of the world's top acts, said Stevie. It brought me into contact with some of the kindest and most famous artists in the world, and many remain friends to this day. No Money But What a Life by Stevie Farr is published by the Book Guild.
Sacred Norfolk. Walsingham, Warham, Burmovery Staithe and Garblesham feature alongside Stonehenge and Scarabray in Orkney in a book exploring natural and man-made sacred and special places. Writer James Canton describes buildings, monuments and landscapes which have drawn people looking for solace and meaning, travelling to caves and mountain tops, as well as to churches, temples and shrines, to find sites of spiritual significance. He features the Garblesham Mace Head, a red deer antler carved with spiral patterns, dredged from river mud near the South Norfolk village 5,000 years after it was left as an offering. It's a mesmerizing and majestic marker of a sacred place to ancient eyes, he said. And visiting Warham near Wells next the sea, he marvelled, down a track out from the small village of Warham lies the best-preserved Iron Age fort in East Anglia. James, of the University of Essex, has previously written about prehistoric and literary landscapes. Grounded is illustrated by Suffolk artist Lara Kinsey and described as intensely alive to the landscape by Robert Macfarlane, author of The Lost Words. Grounded, A Journey into the Landscape of Our Ancestors by James Canton is published by Canongate.
Great and horrible news. Blessin Adams once investigated crime with Norfolk Police. She left to research the lives and deaths of people in the 16th and 17th centuries. And the stories she found feature in her first book, Great and Horrible News, Murder and Mayhem in Early Modern Britain. During her doctorate research at the University of East Anglia, she found gossipy accounts of packed trials, public executions, and desperate confessions. Blessin investigates deaths, including murder, infanticide, miscarriage, and suicide. And her book takes its title from an early news sheet published daily and packed with gruesome crimes. The former Norfolk police officer pieces her story together from news sheets, court and inquest records, parish archives, letters and diaries. The book begins with the murder of apprentice John Knight, killed in his bed by his best friend. Blessin details the crime and the manhunt which tracked the killer through London. She also investigates a mysterious suicide. A mother trying to clear her dead daughter's name and women accused of killing their own children. Great and Horrible News, Murder and Mayhem in Early Modern Britain by Blessin Adams is published by William Collins.
Summer Read. Three friends plan to spend the summer in the beautiful cottage, which is the setting and film location of their favourite book, Hope Falls. For 6 weeks, Emily, Rachel and Tori plan to reevaluate their lives. Emily has career choices to make, and Rachel is mulling over an important relationship decision. When Tori drops out, her place goes to another lover of their favourite book, and the holiday takes an unexpected turn. Heidi Swain, who lives just south of Norwich, was working as a teaching assistant when she joined a creative writing class. She entered her first novel in a competition, and it won a publishing contract. Heidi went on to write a Sunday Times bestseller and a series of feel-good books set in a fictional version of Norfolk. And this year she won the Romantic Novelist Association's 2023 Fiction Award for her festive book, A Christmas Celebration. The Book Lover's Retreat is her first standalone novel. And when not writing and reading, Heidi loves gardening the countryside and collecting vintage paraphernalia. The Book Lover's Retreat by Heidi Swain is published by Simon & Schuster on April the 13th.